Rachel's Don't Run.
1.
Isaac, are you still not sleeping?
Not really. You know, there's just all this logistical stuff I'm supposed to take care of, like mom's life insurance. And the guy at the bank, like, rolled his eyes at me when I didn't know something about her account.
Oh, babe, I'm so sorry you have to deal with all this.
I mean, even complaining about all this stuff just makes me feel guilty. Because, like, they're such tiny inconveniences, you know?
2.
Don't be so hard on yourself. I can't even imagine what you're going through dealing with all of this. I'm really proud of you.
Just, when does it start to feel normal, you know? Like every Wednesday night, I'm still waiting for her to come over for pizza night.
Mm-hmm.
She used to always get this one specific kind from Judkin's Slice, pesto and mushroom.
3.
It was pretty terrible, but I don't know. Kind of weird to think that I haven't had one of those since.
At least you're saving on the calories.
At least you're saving on the calories.
What?
4.
Sorry.
Sorry.
That was a bad joke.
That was a bad joke.
Oh, no, well, I mean, you're right.
I just said that because...
I
know you've been tracking your fitness info and stuff, and it's just...
Yeah,
I've been doing that, too.
Yeah, I've been doing that, too.
So...
Actually, I need to go running tomorrow. I haven't done anything in, like, 3 days.
Same.
You run?
Sort of.
5.
What's your average pace?
I usually, like, an 8, 820.
820?
That's fast.
Is it?
Yes. I mean, meanwhile, I'm over here almost dying at a 10-minute mile. I guess eventually she just broke because she picked up this little piece of rock and kind of lobbed it at me. But when I backed up, I tripped and fell over and bam, I was right in the deep end of the lake.
What?
Yeah, you should have seen the look on her face. She was terrified.
6.
And then she started laughing so hard that I forgot I was even mad at her. Until I realized that I had actually cut myself pretty bad, but yeah.
Man, your mom really was something, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, she really was.
Actually, Isaac, there's something I've kind of been meaning to tell you for a while now.
Oh, yeah?
I lost my mom, too.
Oh, God, how? When did it happen?
7.
Just before we met.
Well, why didn't you tell me until now?
I just wasn't sure you'd want to hear about it.
Well, I guess you kind of know what it's like then.
I kind of do, yeah.
What did your mom, sound like?
8.
She had this sort of raspy voice, but in like a warm, comforting way. When I was a little kid, she'd read me bedtime stories and I'd fall asleep like instantly.
Yeah, my mom never really read me stories as a kid. That must have been nice.
Yeah, she must have read me Stella Luna like 300 times. She basically had it memorized. You know, sometimes I'll think about that book and I'll just start crying out of nowhere.
Yeah, I got things like that too. People always tell me that it gets better with time, but here I am just waiting for that day to come.
9.
I don't know. When people say it gets better, I almost feel like they're just telling you to get over it. But then, when you do start to move on, that's really the hardest part, right? I mean, it's like what you said earlier. I still feel guilty to this day when I enjoy something and forget, even if it's just for a minute. Sometimes I feel just as broken and helpless as I did when I first found out. And does that mean that I'm not doing it right?
10.
But then there are other days when I don't think about her as much, and I don't feel as terrible about that as I used to. And I don't know if that's, like, better or what.
Client services request?
11.
Thank you for contacting client services. As a valued gold member with Iris, your feedback is important to us. A live agent will be with you shortly. This conversation may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling client services. This is Leah. How may I assist you this evening?
Hi.
Hi.
This is a weird thing to ask. Did you run an update or change Rachel's backstory?
12.
No, nothing major tonight, just some network updates.
Okay, well, I'm not sure what's up, but she is really off.
Well, can you describe what happened?
She was just talking about all this stuff that, like, I didn't know what I was supposed to say. Like, saying that she had a dead mom and just being really negative about everything.
13.
I don't know if you guys are beta testing something, or if this is something based on our conversation history with my mom having passed away, but, it's just not working for me, you know?
No, absolutely. I completely understand, sir.
Oh, and she goes running now, too? Rachel's not supposed to be athletic. Like, at all. Look, I'm sorry. I'm just going through a lot right now, And I don't need to be worried about my mile time on top of everything else.
14.
Of course, we want to make sure you're having the conversation that best suits your needs.
So, yeah, could you please just revert back to normal, Rachel? Oh, and also maybe tone down the dorky laugh. It's starting to get kind of annoying.
I'll make a note of that.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling Iris Client Services. This is Leah. How may I assist you this evening?